by. All lines will be in listen only to the question and answer portion. Please press star then one on your phone to ask a question. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect. I would like to introduce your host, John McMullen. Please begin.
Hi, just to start off, if you're having trouble or you need to locate the presentation and you don't know where to find that, you can contact Sarah Molnar, S-M-O-L-N-A-R, at us.ibm.com, and she can provide you with a copy of the presentation. Today we're going to be talking with company RF Code that is in the active asset ID management tracking space. For more than 10 years, RF Code has been providing active RFID-based solutions for wirelessly and in real-time discovering, tracking, monitoring, and alerting about critical assets and environmental conditions that surround them. From servers and data centers to distributed IT assets to costly assets in hospitals, educational institutions, and commercial and industrial companies. The company is based in Austin, Texas, and sells worldwide through a partner ecosystem to organizations looking to fully automate their asset tracking processes and, in the process, eliminate the high costs associated with manual asset tracking and expensive wired environmental monitoring. The company's CEO, Mitch Medford, as well as the Vice President of Product Development, Chris Gaskins, both came from IBM Tivoli. They then went to NetBots, now part of APC by Schneider Electric, where they developed the NetBots line of monitoring solutions for data centers. Chris will be talking to you today about RF Code, and with that, I'll turn the presentation discussion over to Chris.
Good morning, everybody. Hopefully you have the slides, and I'll indicate the slide number as we kind of move along. Today we want to talk about how the RF Code solution integrates with the Tivoli Maximo family of products. So if you go to slide 2, essentially slide 2 just basically illustrates where RF Code plugs in to the IBM Maximo asset management portfolio. Basically what happens is the RF Code solutions provide real-time asset location information and real-time asset environmental information and sends that data seamlessly into the Maximo products. The tangible benefits for Maximo users include basically saving money by eliminating the manual asset tracking cost. It saves time by eliminating the lengthy inventory cycles. And then the environmental information can warn the owners of the assets of the harmful environmental conditions around the assets themselves. Slide 3 basically illustrates a couple of things here. When you start talking about asset tracking, there essentially four ways to track your assets. The first way is with a manual clipboard and human-readable barcodes where you're just walking around with a pencil and a clipboard, you're reading information off and writing it down. This is really the old-fashioned way of how things used to be done, and unfortunately a lot of people still continue to do it that way. Moving in the direction of applying technology to it, people started going obviously the route of barcodes. Barcodes basically still require a lot of human labor, and a lot of physical interaction with each asset, and what it does is it reduces the error probability of actually writing down the asset serial number because the barcode is being scanned by the barcode scanner. But then again, still, the person has to go do the inventory and physically scan each asset. When you talk about passive RFID, essentially to boil it down, passive RFID is just basically a better barcode. You basically have a little bit longer of a scan. Instead of being about an inch or two from the asset when you scan it with a barcode, you can be a meter or 2 meters from the asset and scan it with a passive barcode reader. I'm sorry, a passive RFID scanner. Again, you still have to come in almost physical proximity with each individual asset, and it still requires a lot of labor. The only way to truly automate your asset tracking is through the use of active RFID solutions like what RF Code provides. In this scenario, the tags are communicating to the readers, which are in constant communication with the Maximo platform, and inventory is always available. There is no concept of walking around and physically counting assets or physically scanning assets. The tags are constantly reporting where the asset is, and that information is rolled up in real time into Maximo. All right, we'll go to slide 4. Slide 4 just basically provides an overview of the RF code solution. So RF code provides intelligent wireless asset tags, readers, and software. The result of this is 100% accurate inventory all the time. Since the solution is in constant communication from the tags to the readers to the software, you get instant change notification for asset visibility. If an asset's in movement, if an asset's location changes, and on some of the RF code tags, we have tamper detection. So if one of the tags is removed or someone attempts to remove the tag, then that information is also transmitted. In addition to the asset tags, we provide wireless environmental monitoring, and this is done through temperature sensors, temperature and humidity sensors. We also have door monitoring, so we can let you know if doors open or close. This is going to be applied to a room door or a building door, as well as doors on IT racks. And then finally, through our dry contact tag, we have the ability to bring in third-party sensor data, such as fluid sensors, intrusion detection via motion sensors, as well as equipment status through other dry contact outputs, like HVAC systems and UPS systems. We'll go to slide 5, which basically is just a quick illustration to show you that the RF code solution in conjunction with the IBM Maximo solution really cuts across all the verticals, whether it's IT, healthcare, industrial, retail, pharmaceutical, it doesn't matter. The solution has the ability to apply to all of those verticals. Again, whether you're tracking IT assets or you're tracking expensive assets in a hospital, maybe you're tracking expensive dyes or tool sets in an industrial environment, so on and so forth, the application is there for RF code and the Maximo product. All right, so slide 6 basically shows you an overview of the RF code technology. We'll start at the bottom, which basically talks about the fact that we have the active RFID tags. The tags come in multiple form factors. They are small in size, low in price, and the basic asset tags have a battery life of at least 5 years. Depending upon the tags that you purchase, they may have sensors on them. We already talked about the different type of sensor tags that we have, as well as the environmental information. The tags themselves report up to the readers. A reader is basically a small network device that sits on your IP network and receives the radio frequency transmits that are coming from the tag. The readers themselves are smart. They have the ability to have a rules engine and a set of rule-based configuration applied to each one. They have a high density capability, which means they can listen to a large number of tags in a very small space. The readers themselves also have options for PoE and 802.11 B or G wireless cards, which make the deployment of the readers a little bit easier. So again, the tags are talking to the readers, and the readers sit on the IP network. So something has to consume the data from the readers, and this is where the RF code software called Zone Manager comes into play. Zone Manager is a specific piece of middleware that RF code has developed to capture all the data coming from the readers. And this location-based engine basically collects all of that information, and then using a set of very easy but configurable rules, we determine where the tag is physically located. In addition to that, it provides basic reader management, and the Zone Manager software is basically highly scalable and also has data reduction capabilities, so that we're not propagating non-essential information upstream. Going back to the readers themselves have an open API as well as Zone Manager. So what we did with the Zone Manager API is that's where we produced integration between Zone Manager and the Maximo products. Our original integration was with Tivoli Asset Management for IT. We have since then expanded that integration, so it will pretty much work with any version of Maximo that's 6.2.1 or version 7.1. So again, the flow of the data is tags to readers, readers to Zone Manager, and then Zone Manager propagates all that data up into Maxima. Slide 7 basically shows you some illustrations of some of the different types of tags and the enclosures that we have. The enclosures are the case, the plastic around the tag itself. The internals inside of those tags are basically all the same. It's the same electronics technology, just packaged in different ways to make it easier to attach those tags to the appropriate assets. You can see that we have tags that fit on rack servers with the R100 tag. The M170 tag is a durable tag that you can see there. He is basically hardened. All the labels are inside the plastic. And he basically is designed to be in environments where things need to be cleaned or wiped down, or in a very harsh environment where you're worried about things getting crushed or possibly even run over. The M130 asset tag is designed for laptops. You can see our door switch tag, our badge tag, and then in the bottom right-hand corner is an example of our temperature humidity tag. Slide 8 shows an illustration of our reader. Readers are basically designed to, as we said before, receive the signals from the tags and put that information on the network. These readers are used for zonal, for distributed asset tracking. The readers themselves are placed around your facility or your building. Depending on the size of your room and your building and the density of your tags, you may need one reader, or you might need, you know, a couple more, four, five, maybe 10, or 20, depending on the size of the facility that you're trying to cover. Slide 9 shows an illustration of how you would basically deploy our readers and use a solution for a zonal approach. A zonal approach being distributed assets in an office environment. So basically, in this particular illustration, you can see that we've got 6 zones configured, and by providing 6 different readers, as assets move into the system, then the different zones, i.e. the readers, pick up those assets. As they move from one zone to the next, that information is communicated to Zone Manager, which in turn is communicated upstream to the Maxima product. The other interesting thing is, since the active tags are always in communication to the readers, the RF code system has the concept of tags being online and offline. So basically, if a tag or an asset is offline, that means that none of the readers in your environment see that tag. If the tag is online, then at least one of the readers sees that asset. So from this concept, you would even know if the asset is physically inside of the zones or the buildings that you have instrumented with the RF code readers. Okay, let's take a look at an example here on slide number 10. This is an example of a government agency, which is actually the SEC. They had a large number of mobile assets. Some of these were desktops, some were laptops, some were servers. They were all IT-based due to the fact that they're a government entity and they had controls by the GAO. They had to perform a physical inventory every single year. They had tried barcode. It was too expensive. They had tried passive. And basically what it boiled down to is it took 7 full-time employees approximately 4 weeks to do a manual inventory cycle. Even when that was completed, they still had problems passing the GAO audit once that information was collected. So the solution was basically deploy the RF code tags on the IT assets, install a number of fixed readers, and at this point, inventory now takes about 30 seconds, which is the time it takes to log into the software and produce the inventory report. Since the tags are constantly communicating to the readers, the inventory is constantly kept up to date and 100% accurate. Slide number 9 gets into one of the other ways that we can provide asset location, which is for the data center and rack level accuracy. Some data centers have IT racks that are fully enclosed with doors and sides. And in these conditions, many of the data center managers require that they know the rack that the asset is placed in. So if you can imagine a data center that might have 400 or 500 racks in it, and you need to know which rack a particular asset is located in, that's where this solution comes into play. In this particular scenario, an ARF code rack reader is installed in the top of every rack, and then the asset tags are applied to the assets that are inside the rack, and the Zone Manager software now can tell you which rack those asset tags are located in. It can tell you when an asset moves from one rack to the next, and again, all that data is fed upstream into Maximo. So slide 12 is a quick illustration that shows you how you would instrument a data center to track your assets as they come full cycle into your receiving and shipping and staging and storage before they go into your data center. So you can see from the illustration that we basically have rack readers installed in all the racks. We have three additional readers, one at the loading dock, one at the storage, and one at the staging area. When an asset comes into the loading dock, it gets tagged, the system starts to report where it's at, and we track it from storage into the staging area, and then finally into the specific rack where it's installed. So you can totally follow the flow of that asset, and even if it comes out of a rack and moves back into a staging area for an upgrade or possibly even decommission. Slide number 13 basically illustrates a customer that has deployed this. This is Clear Channel Communications in San Antonio, Texas. Their struggle was knowing where assets are located. They had security and compliance issues with inventory. They had the inability to find assets when they needed to be found. And it was basically very labor intensive to keep their database up to date, as well as to physically find assets when their database was not correct. At this time, Clear Channel has deployed about 1,000 asset tags and about 100 rack readers in their data center. And at this point, they basically are tracking things down to the rack level, and their inventory is complete all the time. It's just as simple as printing out the inventory report. And if they're looking for a specific asset, they can just quickly query the application, and it will tell them the rack location that the asset is located. Okay, slide 14 begins to illustrate the third way that we provide asset visibility, which is room level accuracy. So through room level accuracy, we do this in conjunction with another piece of hardware that RFCO develops called a room locator. The way a room locator works is you place a room locator in every room that you want to know where assets are located. Room locators emit a very small infrared signal that's invisible to the human eye. The tags basically read that infrared signal, and each room locator has a unique identifier. So the infrared signal emitted by each room locator has a unique ID in it. The tags pick up that unique ID, and then when they communicate to the reader, they indicate which room locator they can see. So an example might be that tag number 12 sees room locator number 5. The software looks that up and he goes, oh, tag number 12 sees room locator number 5. Room locator number 5 is in the kitchen, so therefore the tag must be in the kitchen. So it basically provides that room level accuracy. Slide number 15 kind of illustrates what that would look like. This is traditionally used in more of a hospital, a healthcare type environment, where you have a large number of expensive mobile assets that can be in a facility that has a lot of rooms. For example, a hospital with a couple hundred rooms or a couple thousand rooms. In this scenario, you would have one reader that would cover some number of rooms and room locators in each individual room. And now you can tell if that infusion pump or that special type of bed or a defibrillator is located in room number 1 versus room number 3. So a customer example of this scenario would basically be the Veteran Affairs Hospital. In this scenario, they basically had a case where they had critical assets that obviously moved between rooms and were very difficult to find. Some of these assets, since they were expensive, the hospital obviously doesn't have enough for every single room. So a lot of times the nurses and the doctors would hoard these assets and hide them away so that they would make sure that they had them available, which calls for over-provisioning. In this particular scenario, the hospital deployed about 1,000 active tags, about 75 readers, and they had about 400 patient rooms that they instrumented with the room locators. Now these assets can be tracked down to the room level. Their inventory is always complete, and they can quickly look in the system where a particular asset is so that it may be obtained and used and shared among individuals and reduce the overprovisioning. All right, so how does all this fit together? Slide number 17 illustrates that in a high-level architecture diagram. As we talked before, let's start at the bottom where you have the RF code active tags communicating to RF code readers, whether these are rack readers or our standard fixed readers. These readers in turn communicate up to the RF code zone manager. Zone managers then communicate upstream into the IBM Tivoli Maximo product. You may only need one zone manager. A zone manager can easily handle thousands of readers, but you may want multiple zone managers in the case that you have physically separate locations. For example, if you had a location in Atlanta, another one in Dallas, and another one in Los Angeles, you might want to put a zone manager in each one of those locations and then feed back to a single Maximo system that might be located in your data center. So how does the integration work? Basically, with the help of the IBM partner organization inside of Tivoli, we have developed integration that uses the Maximo published channels and enterprise services via HTTP communication. This is a bidirectional communication between Maximo and the RF code zone manager. So what this allows you to do is fully configure the RF code system inside of Maximo. So you can configure your readers, you can define your zones, and all that information is then pushed down into Zone Manager for his configuration needs. Once that is achieved, now you have tag and asset location information getting brought back up into Maximo. And in addition to that, we also provide infrastructure information such as readers being online and offline and Zone Managers being offline and online for the administrator's use inside of Maximo. Slide 19 is a screenshot that basically shows you under Maximo 7.1. You can see under administration where you can go in and you can look at the different entries that we have there. You can see the RF code tags, you can see the zone managers, and then you can see where assets have been associated with tags and vice versa. Slide number 20 basically illustrates a list of tags that are inside of Maximo. You can see the location and the site. You can see the tag online status. And then you see some other fields out there. For example, motion, low battery, tamper, panic. The key thing there is the RF code tags do report if they have a low battery condition. You can see on this slide none of those are checked so that you know that everything is normal. The tag online status indicates that the tags are readily communicating with readers. And you can see all the tags that we have here have check marks indicating that they're online, and information is being transmitted in red. If you drill down into a specific tag, you can see here the asset that it's associated to. You can see the location of where it is, and then you can see all the characteristics coming from the active tag that is applied to that asset. And again, all this data shows up readily inside of Maximo, making it very easy to utilize, and then it can be used by different Maximo services for different types of automation inside the business system. Slide 22 basically shows the dashboard of Maximo. In this case, we've got a couple of things going on here. On the left-hand side, you can see a meter here that's showing average temperature, where we've basically taken all of the temperature values that are being reported up to Maximo and then average those out so that you can understand average temperature readings. And again, all these meters are developed inside of Maximo the same way you would develop meters for any other type of data in the system. There's nothing special about that. You can see tag states there in the middle where we've got a bar chart showing you online tags versus offline tags versus your total tag population. And then we have some other meters there showing door status as well as tags that are in motion. So to kind of summarize things up at this point, the ARF Code solution increases the usability of Maximo by providing fully automated asset tracking. It adds real-time asset movement information, and it allows Maximo to leverage environmental data as well. You get 100% accurate inventory all the time, and then the instant change notification for doors opening, for tamper, as well as the environmental data from temperature and humidity tags. All right, I think at this point what we'll do is open it up for any questions that we might have for folks that are on the phone.
Thank you. If you would like to ask your question, please press star then one on your phone. You will be not prior to asking your question. To withdraw your question, press star two. And please press star then one at this time for your question. One moment.
Questions at this time, I guess we'll wrap it up. We appreciate your time. And on the last slide of the presentation is some contact information there for how to get in contact with ARF Code. You can visit our website, www.arfcode.com, and then you can use the contact information as well that's found on the last slide of the presentation. We appreciate your time today, and we hope that you'll be in contact with us. Thank you. Operator, we can...